Welcome to Zeta Global Radio, ZGR, and I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, with producer Howard Walken here at the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, otherwise known as the Land of Enchantment. And welcome to our inaugural show. This is pretty exciting for us. We have a lot in store, a lot in plan for what we call the Visionary Platform for Spiritual Journalists. And this is all about today, how we all came together, because Zeta Global Radio is part of Zeta Global Group, our international amazing conglomerate of entrepreneurs coming together to make a difference in the world through our arts and through the arts of film music. And no better person to lead us off than the person who's created the whole beginning inception and then magnetized all these great people to his field, Vitaly Safarov. Vitaly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you so much, Savante. Lovely to be on the show. Lovely. Thank you.
Well, not only are you on the show, I mean, you are every fiber of the show, as the rest of us are, because we work so interactively in creating not only the people on the show, but the vibration to kind of set the tone of why we're here to do ZGR and how it's really an extension of Zeta Global Group. So maybe talk a little bit about Zeta Global Group and how we've all come together and why we've come together.
Oh, thank you so much. With a pleasure. With great pleasure. Savante, the Zeta Global Group, the name Zeta, which stands for Zohar Excellence in Transformational Arts, is something that was very gently and lovingly whispered by beautiful beings. I personally believe so. And the name Zeta was born. And then when I sat back and I said, what am I going to do? What is this? What is Zeta? And the message was, go and find the team members who you worked with before and have the same vision as you. And then I sat back and I said, oh, my God, I know just two other wonderful people who think exactly the same way. And each of these members have an amazing, not only an amazing personality, but a healthy expertise, years of expertise in the field that are going to bring Zeta to become one of the leading pioneers in spiritual management. And so Zeta Global Group is an agency, not only the agency, but the core of the Zeta Global Group is to act as a management company for those personalities, emerging and established personalities, to spread the word around the world about their body of work and to empower people so that the ultimately Zeta, what is Zeta is going to be doing by accommodating the logistical needs, it will give people the platform to creatively thrive and inspire other people to be the same. That's kind of where the Zeta is coming as a whisper, so to speak.
So let me just add to that. So he said there's two entrepreneurs. So the one that he's referring to is myself, really representing the U.S. extension with Howard and I here with Cinder Cone Media, supporting all the needs of our global clients who are going to be moving their art form, their platform for their books, their tours, their special events in the U.S., and Vitaly's in London. And, of course, we have our partner Leo there in China. And talk a little bit about China, Vitaly, with Leo as part of our whole existence. And we'll be talking to Leo a little bit later as well, but just how, from your perspective, China is just waking up in masses.
Indeed, thank you so much. Yes, Savante, Leo played such an integral part, not only creating the Zeta Global Group, but Leo has been for the past few years extensively and very passionately driving the work of late Dolores Cannon, a pioneering personality in hypnosis therapy technique. Now, the Chinese people are truly awakening now, and they have such a grace of seeing the Westerners coming into the country and bringing the quality information, quality teachings. And last time we met on the cruise, we did a Mediterranean cruise in 2012 when Leo brought a group of 40 Chinese people. And Dolores was with us, and so was Julia Cannon. And we connected. And I recognized in Leo quite a very astute, I must say, he's a very astute businessman, but his heart is so big. And we kind of established that relationship. And so we knew from that moment on we both shared the same vision. But we knew there was the one component, the female energy, was missing until we were actually said to ourselves, hold on, what about Svante? and that's how it came together. But yes, Svante, China is really, really awakening, and we are so, so happy to be pioneerization. Not only Leo on his own, as his own entity, but as Zeta Global Group coming to give this, inject the new energies, the new teachers, the new material to China. We are truly, truly blessed.
And what's really nice about China and UK and Europe and then, of course, the US is that we have now, and also obviously with the extension of this great radio show, created this very anchored platform for spiritual leaders, for people who really want to make a difference in the world, if they have a social cause, if they have a spiritual platform. But really, we can open up the exposure at such a high level that it really then goes back to show our platform, which we all share, which is oneness, and how we're all related to each other. And it doesn't matter if you're in China or UK or here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, that we're all connected. And that's what you'll see on this show, on Zeta Global Radio. You will see several people, whether it's through film, through music, through arts, if they've got the latest healing technique, whatever it is, if they want to talk about aliens and paranormal, we are creating the platform for you to share in this awakening knowledge that is just exploding on the planet. And what we love so much about ZGR being here on BBS Radio, which is well known for years as being the alternative radio station to mainstream terrestrial, is that we can talk about subjects openly and honestly. We don't need to change our languaging. We could just be as authentic as the people and our clients that we represent. Because we always talk about, right, ethical advertising. Even the people who will come on our show as advertisers, we've all been connected to them. We really believe in who they are as a practitioner, a healing product. We'll talk about Dolores and Julia Cannon and all the things that happened through their incredible QHHT work. So a lot's in store. Anything else you want to share, Vitaly, that we could look forward to? Because you're going to be a very integral part of it.
I just want to thank everybody who is listening, and I would ask everybody to be part of our community. The Zeta Global Group global platform will be launched towards the end of this year, and our landing page will be up by the end of this week. I'd love to have everyone coming, signing up, being part of our community. I think that's what's going to make us very, very strong, is that having our people.
We also have a Facebook page. You can go right to facebook.com, Zeta Global Radio. We have a profile page, if you haven't visited it already, right there on BBS. So it's bbsradio.com/Zeta Global Radio. And as Vitaly mentioned, we have a landing page. Everything will be tied in. And we also are launching our Zeta Continuum, which is our YouTube channel, which will show highlights. It's basically an extension of what you are hearing on ZGR. We're very proud of that. And a lot's going on in the Zeta Global Group platform. I'm just so honored to be part of it. I'm honored to be your sister. You're my brother. And all that we're coming together to share to uplift and expand consciousness, Vitaly. It's just an absolute honor. It's completely who I am. And I'm just in complete gratitude for us aligning as we are.
I am grateful. Yeah, I totally reciprocate that back. And there's one thing that I'd like to mention, if time allows, is that the Zeta Global Group is to become the first company that will offer our citizens or the members of public to become our spiritual journalists. We will be updating everybody on our Facebook, on the Zeta Global Group landing page, and through e-newsletters. It's very, very exciting where members of the public can be our dedicated spiritual journalists reporting on all the events, paranormal, UFO conferences, metaphysical conferences, I mean, you name it, everything that ties in with the global changes on a collective level. And we're very, very excited to enroll this program very soon. And of course, Svante, you're going to be leading those journalists, spiritual journalists. And
I look forward to it. Well, we are going to have later on the show our lovely Trina Hart, also from the UK, and she is our extension as well, and she'll be talking about our platform for our e-zine or our e-magazine, which will also tie the advertisers and the works that we'll have here on ZGR into the magazine. So a lot of opportunity to learn about what we're doing. And one of the main aspects of who we are as a group is the special events, both happening here and abroad and everywhere. We'll be talking, as you'll see in future shows, about our big events in Beijing, shows in UK, and of course, special events happening all the way across the UK as well as US. So Vitaly, we'll be seeing you a lot on this show from time to time, and we'll talk another time about your amazing Divine Comedy, because I think that's going to be fantastic for our listeners amongst everything else. So a big thank you for being on the show, and when we come back, you're going to hear more from the rest of the Zeta Global Group team. And again, to learn more about who we are, go to zetaglobalgroup.com. as well as the Zeta Global Group Facebook page and bbsradio.com, Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much, Vitaly. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you want to develop skills that can help others to heal the past, correct the present, and embrace the future? Would you like to turn your passion for guiding others on their spiritual path into a profession? Dolores Cannon, pioneering researcher, author of 19 books, and renowned healer and speaker, refined her unique training method of advanced hypnotherapy over the past 4.5 decades. Today, quantum healing hypnosis therapy technique is the world's fastest growing accredited training course. Level 1 is available online now. It's easy to learn, affordable, and effective. Level 2 is the advanced module. QHHT has trained and certified over 6,000 practitioners. Take advantage of our exclusive offer for ZGR listeners only. If you register today for Level 1 online certification program, you'll receive a 10% discount by using code ZETA2015. That's ZETA2015. This offer is valid until June 31st, 2015. For more information and to enroll, please visit DoloresCannon.com/learn-QHHT-online. And don't forget to use our exclusive discount code ZETA2015.
Welcome back to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, and today we are talking with the global team of Zeta Global Group, which is a consortium of entrepreneurs made up of business owners, musicians, event producers, just real incredible people doing amazing things in the world. And we are pleased to have Paul Foss here from the UK. Welcome, Paul, to the show.
Hi, Savante. How are you doing?
Excellent. So tell the good people out there in this galactic universe who you are and what you do over there in the UK.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Paul Foss. I'm a composer, a producer, and a sound designer. And I spend most of my time writing original music for corporate events, for television programs, for radio stations. And I work with a wonderful colleague I have here in the UK, Stevie Cosmetic. He's formerly a DJ, a house DJ, but he's now turned his hand to composing and producing, and we're a pretty formidable team. Recent work that we've done has stretched out to the United Arab Emirates. We have installations in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, and we're good to go.
So one of the things you've told me is something called mapping, and I don't know what it is, and I don't know if this is the time to share it, but it totally piques my interest, and I know it's something we'll probably be folding into some production somewhere on this globe. Is that something you want to share about now?
Yeah, sure. It's actually video mapping, and video mapping is when you see, for instance, a building which is being projected onto, a building might change into a waterfall or a forest or anything that the client desires. There's a lot of stuff. If you care to Google video mapping, you'll see some pretty spectacular shows that have been created for different product launches. Mobile phones are big on video mapping. And Stevie and I we'll score original music for a video mapping sequence, and we'll also do some pretty heavyweight sound design. So it's pretty much like a Hollywood, a condensed bit of Hollywood epic music and sound design over 2, 3, 4 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. I look forward to being somewhere on this planet where we can see that live and in person. So I'm excited. So this show, Paul, is Zeta Global Radio. And what's really nice being here on BBS Radio is that it is completely conscious, enlightened, awakened group, an audience worldwide that is really following their path and looking for the things that bring them joy and how to move the world forward as well as move themselves. And so it's the perfect platform where we can talk about metaphysics, consciousness, angels, archangels, anything really goes on this show and on this station. So I think us coming together and seeing the things that we'll be doing with the Zeta Global Group will be quite exciting, and I know you'll lend your part amazingly. What you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've been following a line of investigation, not so much with sound healing yet. I'm sort of building up to that, but I've written a lot of music that therapists use. My wife, particularly Daisy, uses a lot of my music when she's doing vortex healing sessions, and hypnotherapists, acupuncturists, massagists all use some music that I've written that's very meditative. It's very uplifting. I play an instrument known as the hang. I have a version of it called the harmony, and it to all intents and purposes, it looks like a little flying saucer that's, I guess, 2 foot wide. I'm sitting looking at my one now. And also, it looks like two woks or two frying pans welded together.
So I don't know if everybody knows what that is. Can you play a little bit of it now? Is it something?
I'm going to do one hand on the phone and one hand on the harmony. Here we go.
Okay, love it.
And I'll play a little bit with two hands. I'll just put the phone down. Here we go.
Okay. Okay, I love that. I loved both. The two hand was totally groovy, and I can imagine seeing that on a big stage with a lot of people around just kind of dancing and getting into that vortex. So that's nice.
It's an awesome instrument, and it's a sacred instrument, and it really, for the people in the room when I play it or anybody plays it, it really opens your heart. It really gets into your... if you like, your DNA or whatever it is, it unlocks a lot of very aspiring emotions in people.
I love it.
Quite joyous to listen to.
In case you're just tuning in, we are here with Paul Foss, music composer from the UK, part of the Zeta Global Group team here on Zeta Group. Oh boy, I can't even say it today. Zeta Global Radio, ZGR. And we are talking about incredible music and conscious raising music. I think that it's so exciting to introduce so many different ways to bring sound healing to the people. And I know that we'll be all working together in Beijing later this year, really bringing forward that. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what you'll be doing over there.
Okay, well, in Beijing, I'm going to be the musical director for the Evolution of Consciousness concert, which will involve, I believe, we've got 8 different artists who will be coming from the UK, from America, from France, to actually perform music that they've already written, but music that fits into our overall framework for the concert. And my dear friend Vitaly Safarov is in the process of channeling a character that he calls the Hebrew mystic. And this channeling is bringing through 12 layers of DNA coding to help people investigate their own reactions and emotions. And the performers will perform in between links, which we will have written by that time. They'll be singing and playing their own music, but it will all relate to different aspects of this coding. We're also working very tightly with magical frequencies, and I guess a lot of you guys have heard a little bit about them, but there's a magical A at 432 hertz, there's an A at 444, there's a love frequency at 528, and all of these frequencies are played back in music that's especially constructed in those frequencies to help elevate and make us feel good.
Thank you so much. That is so important. We are going to be talking a lot on ZGR about these frequencies, a lot more about this groundbreaking event in Beijing as we get closer to October. We also will have Vitaly Safrov on the show. We'll have Leo here on the show here shortly as well. Leo is our counterpart with Zeta Global Group in Beijing, and he is really going to be sharing a lot about how spirituality and consciousness is really opening over there. Is this going to be your first time when you head over there, Paul, or have you been there before?
No, we were very privileged to go last year. We went in September last year for an inaugural visit, and Leo is a fantastic guy. Very, very in tune, very spiritual, and his circle of friends are likewise. There's some lovely people there. We performed in the middle of Beijing. We did a concert. I played the hang drum, and Tim Wheater, who's coming along this year, played flutes and sang, and the Chinese were lapping it up like kittens around a milk bowl. They love it.
I love it.
Yeah, their whole energy is one of inquisitiveness, and you know, they've not had this sort of experience before.
Well, we need to take a break, Paul. Thank you so much for being here. We know we're going to have you back on Zeta Global Radio many, many times in the future. We're so thrilled that you were here today and took the time to talk with us. Thank you so much again, and we look forward to another chat with you here on Zeta Global Radio. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, Lainey Savante here, and next week, tune in. We have an incredible show featuring Stuart Pearce. He's worked with Princess Diana, Margaret Thatcher, and a whole bunch of celebrities on their voice and presentation and communication. He'll be right here with us on ZGR. We'll also have Dee Wallace. You know her as the mother of little Drew Barrymore on the most celebrated film of all time, practically, E.T. She'll be here with us discussing her manifestation principles, and they are both going to China in a few weeks' time. Listen in on Zeta Global Radio. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, and today we are talking about all things Zeta Global Radio, Zeta Global Group. The whole ensemble, the team that's here today, really are pretty much the force all behind this inception, the launch of our show, the launch of our multi-country cultural experience that we'll be announcing through each person individually. And now we are having, on this beautiful segment, my wonderful goddess over there in the UK. We are happy to have Trina Hart with us. Trina, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm really, really excited to be here speaking with you. That's lovely. Thanks.
Excellent. So Vitaly's been on the show. We've had Paul Foss on the show. We're having Leo, and we're going to have Howard on the show. And really, what we've been sharing with the guests is a little bit about who we all are and how we've all synergized, or really how spirits brought us all together from all different walks of life, yet we're still all one in the same. And so let's just share with the audience a little bit about who Trina is and all the different things you have going on over there in UK.
Well, sure. I mean, I came to this project through meeting Vitaly when I was doing some work on a film to do with the Dalai Lama, and that's how I connected with Vitaly, and we had an immediate connection. We understood one another incredibly well and worked closely on that project for a little while. And so he's always been in my periphery, and I've always been in his periphery, and we always knew we would do something together. My background is very much in the sort of publishing camp and media camp. And so really, I think I suppose you could call it a transformation happened perhaps about 8 or 9 years ago when I really did fall terribly unwell through a huge amount of stress and working in a very unsatisfactory area of the media. And it suddenly the whole sort of human aspect of reporting hit home that wasn't really very authentic what I had been doing, and I wanted to do something that really helped people. So I ended up starting magazines around complementary and alternative medicine. And of course, as you will understand, that then lends itself very much to the mind and consciousness, because actually, until that aspect of the being is addressed, then really not much else can be done, in my opinion anyway. So that's really how I ended up in these projects that I've been working on over the last few years that have been very, very enlightening and very rewarding and very, actually for me, a terrific learning curve. So, yeah, and now here I am helping as part of the team on Zeta Global Radio, which I'm hugely excited about. The thought of getting this information out, you know, to a very wide audience is just, you know, it's just itself a joy as far as I can see.
Huge, huge, huge. Thank you so much. It seems that a lot of times that we hear that when people go through their dips in life, whether it's a challenge physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, it really opens up their opportunity for expansion and learning. And you just never know where that's going to go. I know personally the last couple years were really intensely shifting for me with a lot of losses and shifts, and it's like you sit there at kind of ground zero, and it's like, where is spirit taking me? What is this all about? Only to realize that the trajectory of your life is just about to open up. And I'm excited that spirit completely said, okay, here's what you're going to be doing next. You're going to be working with these incredible enlightened beings from around the world. We have Leo over there in China, and the two of you over there in the UK, and of course we're holding down the fort here at the lab and Syndercone Media in the U.S. and now running ZGR, Zeta Global. And we're really coming together to bring forward, I think, the lessons we've learned. So I really take that from what you're saying, Trina, is that you had something happen to you, but it just completely took you into a whole nother direction.
It certainly did. And it also made me sort of reevaluate not just my life, but all the people around me as well. And what I noticed, and I'm sure other people have had similar experiences, is that when that happens, and then in a sense, you kind of have to have all the chips down for that to happen, because suddenly you then have to look at it because you don't have a choice. I found in my experience, then all these synchronicities happened. In my case, it's something I've heard about many, many times. I had the 11/11 experience, which I didn't know the first thing about that when it was happening to me.
Oh my gosh, that was for me as a child, so I love that you're mentioning that.
Well, it happened every time I looked at a clock, be it in the car or my bedside clock or on my computer. There it was always, not always 11/11, but there was always a significant number that was relevant. It was either my birth date or it was 11/11 or it was 1221, always those numbers. And in the end, I'll tell you the story very quickly, but it is quite a funny story, because in the end I thought, what on earth is going on? Because I hadn't noticed it to start with. Then I started noticing it. So then I Googled it, and that Google took me through to who bends the spoons, Uri Geller's website. And Uri Geller is very, very famous in the UK for his ability to, his paranormal knowledge, really, basically. And it took me to his website. He had this whole big thing about 1111, so I thought, well, that's so strange. And then there was a little email box, if you experience something, you want to share it, which I did. Well, he immediately rang me on my phone, which was extraordinary in itself. And so we spoke, and he was in the office of a film company who I had literally just put the phone down to because I was doing some work with the person. And it was just the weirdest thing. It was just the synchronicities there. I ended up meeting him, and as it happened, it didn't develop into any work, which it might have done, and it still could. But it was just extraordinary that all those synchronicities, and they happened countless times. I can't even recall them. There were so many. In fact, it became second nature that I almost preempted that if I put something out there, the right thing would just step in my path, and it did. And it was very, very, it was a very comforting time, even though I was going through the most horrendous time health-wise. It was very comforting because I felt like there was some energy operating on a different level that was taking me, just steering me down this path. It was very odd, but it was very comforting, really.
Well, I am a huge numbers person, and we're excited because part of our team here will be introducing soon enough on ZGR, Ruth Dreher, who is one of the world's leading numerologists. She has an organization called Cyber Numbers. So we're going to have Ruth check in from time to time and really tell us what the different numbers mean. And please take a listen, and we'll be indicating on our Facebook page, the Zeta Global Radio, also at ZetaGlobalGroup.com, as well as our profile page here on BBS Radio, when Ruth will be having her interview. And she's actually going to be doing the numbers of some celebrities, so we're excited about that. But in addition, in the few minutes we have left, we want to talk about the magazine, because Zeta Global Group, as we are, is not only a radio show with ZGR, but we are, through Trina and her expertise, going to be tandem bringing information to the world through this e-zine. I know it has a different name over in Europe, but tell us a little bit about the magazine or how you see us working together with the radio and the magazine for the public.
Well, the Zeta magazine will be a bespoke magazine designed purely for the audience of Zeta, and will be carrying articles supported by its content that you yourself will air on the radio show. We can do some more in-depth articles alongside some of the programs, but we'll also do some standalone articles as well of interest, and we'll interview, you know, the main players in the arena, which will be really exciting. It's something I know a lot about with regard to producing this magazine, so I know that we can produce something of a really good standard that can engage people, and we can run all manner of competitions and get some input from people
Zeta Global
who listen,
Radio.
Who they themselves may have articles that they've written that they would like to for us to have a look at, to see whether we can publish those, which would be great if we can get everybody engaging in that forum. We're really happy to encourage that relationship with the audience. I mean, that to us is terribly important, because ultimately that would be the goal, would be to engage everybody within those writings.
That's perfect. One of the taglines, as you know, that we say is that Zeta Global Radio and the magazine and everything we do is your visionary platform for spiritual journalists. So if you have a story out there, there's something consciously happening, there's an awakening process, there's a story from wherever you are on the planet, wherever you are listening to it, to us, please write in. Please check us out on Facebook at the Zeta Global Radio. You can, again, go to the bbsradio.com website. We have a profile page there, but we definitely want to hear from you. And as Trina said, that we will be looking for articles, stories. We'll either air them, maybe have you on our show as a guest, and certainly can have those articles potentially published through the magazine. So a lot through us that we can offer for you back. So Trina, thank you so much for being here. Anything you want to say in this last second here?
No, that's absolutely lovely, and I'm so grateful that you've included me on the show. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it immensely.
Oh, absolutely. An honor and a pleasure, and we know we'll have you on time and time again, Trina. Thank you so much for being here. You're listening to ZGR Radio, Zeta Global Radio. I'm your host, Lainey Cervantes-Quirk. We'll be right back with so much more.
The Lab Recording Studio is located in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the spiritual heart of the Southwest. Whether you're a singer-songwriter, band, voiceover actor, or have a film or TV show that needs scoring, The Lab is a wonderful facility to work in. The list of clients range from Sony, Macy's, and Toyota to independent films such as John Nussbaum's Maria Morte and shorts for Sperry Topsiders, Ralph Lauren, and more. Product quality is that of any big New York or LA studio, only without the big city expenses. Featuring marvelous places to stay and historical and spiritual sites to visit, consider The Lab for your next recording experience. You can visit us at thelabnm.com, facebook.com/thelababq, or email us direct at info@thelabnm.com.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, and we are here in the Lab Recording Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, talking to our worldwide team of global spiritual entrepreneurs for the Zeta Global Group team. And there are many of us who have several different talents, but they all seem to cross over and support one another. But behind the scenes right here at the ZGR headquartered studios is Howard Wolkin, my partner in all ways, and an incredible music producer, composer, and engineering of this show. So without further ado, let me introduce the lovely Howard Wolkin.
Thanks, Savante. It's great to be here. It's great to be part of all this magic.
It is. It's magical. It's magical coming together. And it's been great seeing, as you know, all of us from different parts of the world, several continents, but we're all having oneness in common and wanting to move the world forward in a greater way. So let's let the audience learn about Howard Wolkin and who you are and how you come together with Zeta Global Radio.
Well, where I come from is about 25 years in the music business, in sales and marketing, and working in record labels. I was based out of New York City for many years and relocated to Albuquerque about 3.5 years ago. It was an amazing change. Everything opened for me. I found my life's purpose. This next phase of my life is all about paying it forward and trying to give back and make a difference without being overt about it. Right action and doing the next right thing are part of my philosophy, and I find that it keeps me centered and balanced and focused on what I now understand is really important, which is being part of a greater collective. I'm very, very happy being an enlightened, blessed spiritual being who can exist in 3D and multiple D beyond that simultaneously and kind of navigate my way through working with you and Vitaly and Leo and Paul and Trina and people who have yet to cross our paths that I'm sure will become part of our family. The journey is amazing.
Yeah, it is certainly amazing, and it's interesting. Thank you for mentioning all the beautiful beings that we are working with. We also have Santosh Shah, who's been a guiding force for me for several years since we met in India, and then, of course, went back to his homeland of Kathmandu, Nepal, and beautiful things are unfolding there, and we'll actually talk later in, I think, May. We'll be talking a little bit more about how Stuart Pearce is going to Kathmandu along with China, and Vitaly's bringing him there. But what we're finding is that there are an incredible amount of events, causes, phenomenons, and all of it somehow ties back into who we are as spiritual beings and who we are as human beings. And I think that what we're doing here on ZGR Radio is being able to demonstrate that. So let's talk a little bit more about the lab and the recording studios and your composing, because all of that, of course, weaves in beautifully, including the music that you created just for our show right here.
Yeah, the opportunity to work with you and the ZGR Radio crew is allowing me and affording me a lot of opportunities that I've been dreaming about for a long time, not only producing the show, but being able to be a part of something that I know is greater than myself, having that belief from you guys to me really opens up my inspirational channels to be able to compose music, not only for the intro and outro of the show, but you know, little bits here and there for our commercials, which we also do here at the lab. It's terrific. It's really terrific. You know, the studio also, we opened in December of 2012, and we have been absolutely stacked ever since.
Yes.
I try and be very sensitive in a 3D way to the current financial climate and whatnot, especially here in New Mexico. You know, there are a lot of struggles with folks trying to find jobs, and at the same time, there are enormous amounts of very, very creative souls in this town, and I find that by keeping the prices here lower and keeping the quality up as high as that of an LA or New York City studio, I'm able to practice that philosophy of giving back by not charging people what they can't afford.
That's beautiful. And as a result, I think Spirit rewards the process, and now we're getting calls from people from all over who want to record their albums here,
correct,
their demo reels, as you mentioned before, commercials. And just to put that out there, we do have plenty of opportunities if people want to showcase their product, their service, their healing modality on the Zeta Global Radio. And we love to produce commercials, so it's really fun for us. People come to us, and you can talk more about the process. They may have their product or service, but wouldn't know how to convey it through the airwaves. So talk about that.
Right, right. You know, both you and I are very well versed at script writing. You know, I myself have been working in the advertising world as well as the composing world for probably close to the past 9 years or so. Again, in New York, I was, you know, composing music for a lot of big commercials and a lot of niche and small commercials.
So the process, you don't have to be Ralph Lauren or some, you know, the big clients you've had.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If you have a message that you'd like to have delivered through our network, you know, we have a really, really wonderful listening audience all over the world, and we all... you know, the goal is to connect as many people that are awake as possible. This is an amazing platform, as you had just said a moment ago, for a product or a service that caters to folks like us.
And also on the music end, because I know composing is a huge passion of yours, and of course we spoke to Paul Foss earlier in this show, and I'm just excited to see what the two of you guys are going to do when you get together. And
as am I.
Yeah, and really see how people from two continents, you know, music, as you know, unites everyone, and that's been your passion. So it's exciting to see what's on the docket, and I know you have some fun things coming up if you want to share any of them.
I do, and I have to say, earlier in the show when you were speaking with Paul and he played that wonderful hand drum, you know, tuned at a sacred frequency, it was really magical. I had never heard that drum played before. And that is absolutely something that I'm going to investigate further with Paul in the very near future. Aside from that, I just had the privilege of wrapping up a dramatic short called Maria Morte, written and directed by John Nussbaumer here in Albuquerque. And what an experience. My gosh, the film is heavy. It's dark and... not very sugar-coated. It's, you know, it's visceral, about a young woman that is dealing with breast cancer, who also at the same time has her son is on the high end of the autistic spectrum. And it was an interesting line to straddle while writing the score, but trying to keep people in that mode. It needs to be taken seriously, but not so dark. It was an amazing experience,
yeah,
you know, without going too much into detail. And I also am putting together a multimedia extravaganza with world famous speed painter Michael Ostosky, which is mind blowing for both of us. And we are going to be performing the whole thing live in Blackpool, in the UK, October of 2016.
Yeah. So we'll talk more about that. You mentioned several different elements. We have an upcoming show, and you can learn more about that on our Facebook page. Just go to the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. We will have details on our filmmakers who are lighting up the big screen, and there will be one segment, of course, about John Nussbaum in this great film. Also, we will be having a great show on Michael Ostosky and all the work he's doing worldwide, and he's been doing that for some time. He is also one of our clients with Cindercone Media, which is, in fact, do you want to talk about Cindercone just for a second?
Well, sure. I started Cindercone a couple of years ago as an entertainment company that was primarily focusing on being a record label. And that still exists to this day. In fact, we are getting ready to launch some very interesting initiatives, which we'll share. Hopefully, I can share in an upcoming show. Beyond that, of course, you're coming into the fold with Cindercone Media, and 50-50 all the way. What you bring to the company is phenomenal. Your event production and management background, your film background. So now Cindercone is really coming into its own, I guess, as what I had envisioned it being down the road many years is coming to fruition now. And that for me, of course, is very, 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 very exciting.
So thank you. And then on top of that, Cindercone now being an affiliate of Zeta Global Group, representing the media and U.S. division, it's just terrific because we can take everything that we have here with our resources, expand upon it with our global partners with Zeta and our beautiful partnership with Leo over there in China, which you'll have an opportunity to talk to in our next segment. We're very excited about him calling in from Beijing. And really seeing how we're all tied in. So again, to visit about the overall umbrella of our management agency, go ahead and go to zetaglobalgroup.com and learn about all the different partners so far. We're all on there showing the work that we're doing here for you, the people of the planet, and how we can all come together through music, through events, through gatherings, through oneness, and through this radio show, Zeta Global Radio.
I would like to mention real quick for those of you outside of the New Mexico area, if you're interested in taking a peek at the studio, if you're interested in seeing what we've been up to these past few years, please visit facebook.com/thelababq. You can also take a look at a bit more of an extensive location, which is thelabnm.com. If you are interested in having music composed for a film, television show, short web film, business-to-business film, if you're looking to make a record, we work with all genres here, everything from hip-hop and metal to singer-songwriter, traditional folk music, kirtan, whatever the magic is that you're looking to create. We're a wonderful location. It's a very warm and wonderful studio. And Albuquerque in its own has a lot of interesting sites to visit. Of course, there's the Breaking Bad tour and things like that, which are a little less cerebral, but fun nonetheless. There are great places to stay, and there are an enormous amount of spiritual locations all throughout the state. In fact, this state is one of the few in our wonderful country, the United States, that has 6 of the 7 temperate zones. The only thing you won't find here is a rainforest. But you can swim, you can hike, and you can ski all within about 2 hours of each other. So it's pretty phenomenal.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Howard, for everything that you do. And we will be right back with more on our Zeta Global Group team and all that is in store for you on ZGR. Stick around. Welcome back to ZGR Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante-Quirk, and we are here today in our final segment talking to the entire Zeta Global Group team. There is a few of us, and we are all over the planet, and coming to you from Beijing, China, I am so honored to introduce Leo Zhao, one of our incredible members over there who are really supporting what's waking up. Who's waking up and everything going on in Beijing. Welcome, Leo. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Savante. Thank you. Yeah, this is really my honor and pleasure to be on the show. And I'm also very excited that the Zeta Global Radio Show is alive, is online. And my name is Leo Zhou. I am the official representative for the Lord's Canon
QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis therapy, workshops, Chinese class around the world, around the globe, and I have been work with Dolores and her daughter Julia for several years, and we are very close friends.
So I know you and Vitaly have known each other through Dolores and Julia Cannon's work with QHHT, just to repeat that. But you're also doing a lot more work now. I know we've all come together with the Zeta Global Group, and we're going to be doing a series of events there in Beijing. And I know that we are also developing, which will be exciting, and we'll announce that a little bit down the road, but the ability to have really conscious merchandising from China. And I think that'll be an exciting part of what Zeta does, is offering wonderful merchandising to so many people who need it, especially in the U.S. and Europe.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's correct. We are actually, we're not only doing the work for introducing QHHT, but also a series of a very, very high-profile spiritual teacher, and also we are providing the spiritual merchandising OEM opportunity and our service to the people around the world who needs it. And
that's great.
Yeah, we are building a very good platform in China to serve different purpose for the spiritual community.
And we'll talk more about that as we move along in the show in the coming weeks. But also we just want to talk about China in general, for the world to see the consciousness and the awakening and spirituality in China. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and what you're seeing over there?
Yeah, yeah. I find it very, very exciting that the people in China are awakening very, very fast, especially the recent years. Actually, I stepped into this area 2012. Although I had a lot of paranormal experience in my childhood, but it is not until 2012 that I really stepped into this area. But from that time, I find out many people around me, and they are awakening very, very fast. They have the thirst to embrace new information and expand their consciousness. And a lot of people, they are becoming very open to this new concept of spirituality, and which is unimaginable in the past time, in the old time. So I think the
wow.
China, the whole people, whole population in China, they are waking up very fast.
Well, what I'd like to see, Leo, in coming shows is that we will maybe create a show where we can do it together, and you speak in Chinese, and we'll translate and really create something that provides more information for them. That would be really special. But I know next May, coming up here in a few weeks, you're going to have Dee Wallace. Of course, everyone knows her as in E.T. as the mother, but she's also an incredible spiritual and transformational teacher. And you're also going to have Stuart Pierce there. And we're going to have them actually on the show next week talking about their incredible work and then also their arrival into China. So you want to talk a little bit about what we'll be able to learn from what they'll be doing there, you know, next month?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in the coming May, we will have De Wallace and Stuart Peace coming to China to have two different workshops which will be combined together. And De Wallace, I think many people know her because she was a famous actress. And I think most Chinese people will know her because of the movie E.T., because she was the mother. And she also, which people don't know, is she's also a very great spiritual teacher. She had been working with Dolores, and to give her workshop on the manifestation on the material abundance, not only material abundance, but also the abundance, the harmony and abundance on relationship and also health. And I think she has got a lot of fans in US and
all over the world. She has, yeah,
that's right. And it is really an honor to bring her, to introduce her to Chinese audience, and to really let people to understand what her work is, and to make their life really in a state of abundance.
Excellent. And you're also going to have Stuart Peace there?
Yeah. And Stuart Peace is a very high profile coach. A spiritual code, spirituality. He was the coach for very many famous figures such as Bill Clinton, the former president, and also Diana and
Princess Diana.
Diana, and he is also a master of NLP, and he will also come to China. It is the first time for him to come to China to give the workshop of the power of presentation. And in this workshop, he will teach the audience how to use their inner voice and with the body languages, and to be really express themselves, and to be standing their power to influence, to be more influential of their life.
Excellent.
So I think this is a very wonderful wonderful chance for people to know about two of them who are very valuable teacher regarding different areas. I think we will continue to bring a lot of
Excellent.
More high profile teacher to continue to come to China in the October, which I will not say too many about October event, but we will invite more and more high profile speakers into China to introduce to the Chinese audience.
That's true. Leo, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for calling in all the way from Beijing, China. We look forward to speaking to you more about how we're all coming together and supporting the awakening of the people in China. And yes, of course, we will talk as time goes on about the big event in Beijing. I'm very excited. And again, as Leo had mentioned, next week on ZGR, we will have right here Dee Wallace and Stuart Peace talking about the work that they're doing and their upcoming trip in May to Beijing. Thank you again, Leo, for being here. And thank you to all the guests who are here today. Because of all of us as a collective for Zeta Global Group, we are here with our first show, Zeta Global Radio. Again, we are so excited for having you here with us. Wherever you are on the planet, we are all connected as one. And stay tuned for more on what we're all doing together. And again, you can visit us at bbsradio.com/ZetaGlobalRadio, as well as The Facebook page here is Zeta Global Radio. And of course, to learn more about what all of us here are doing that you've talked to today, visit us at zetaglobalgroup.com. Blessings to all, and thank you so much.